5. From the moment Edie turned out the light, the face of the dead baby appeared in her mind as though someone had engraved it there. Eventually, she abandoned any idea of sleeping. Rising early, she took a shower, and while braiding her hair, tried to turn her thoughts to Sammy. Her ex had probably traveled just over 100 miles by now. In a few days, he'd reached the high peaks of the Alaska Range. Beyond those lay the Kuskokwims, after which there would be 150 miles of hard, bumpy, dangerous sledding along the ice of the Yukon River before he reached the ice pack of Norton Sound. Sammy had no thought of winning and not much prospect of it either, but that wasn't the point. He needed this race as much as he'd needed anything in his life, certainly as much as he'd ever needed her. He'd begun seriously talking about entering about 3 months after Joe died, and he'd kept on talking about it. He had this burning need to do something difficult, to push himself in ways he'd never dared before. Once he'd made up his mind to run, he'd put all of his energies into fixing his sled, training up his team, and raising the money. All that activity had helped keep him sane. A year on, he still hadn't forgiven himself for his son's death. For Sammy, the Iditarod was the perfect displacement activity, but it was more than that. Running the race was a chance to heal his wounded pride, to convince himself that in spite of the fact that he had failed to protect his son, he was a man still, and capable of the kinds of things men were put on this earth to be able to do. It was a long time since Edie had relied on Sammy, but knowing he was so far away increased her sense of aloneness, and being awake in the early hours of the morning only added to her...